Country Club FM.
That's a train whistle. That's a train that's dying. That's a dying train running. It's running out of steam is what it's doing.
That was a lot of air expended, though.
It was. That's good. Good way to test your lungs. Today on the Bob Almanac, this date in history, no deaths today. Oh, no, wait a minute. There was, and I forgot. No, there was. Oh, I know what it was. It was a, there was a pitcher, Bobby Cuellar.
Passed away.
And I was going to throw him up there because I go, wait a minute. He gave up the 500th home run to Harmon Killebrew. Then I thought, Mike Cuellar. That was Mike Cuellar. Bobby Cuellar barely played any in the majors.
Mike Cuellar was pretty talented.
Oh, he was very good. He was part of that Baltimore Orioles pitching staff. Was just so awesome. Danny, who would they have? They had Jim Palmer.
Mike Cuellar.
Mark Cuellar.
They had Pat Dobson. He was the lesser of the four. Who was the other one?
Boone Powell pitched every now and then, didn't he?
No.
Brooks Robinson.
Not Denny McClain. No.
He was with Detroit.
He was with Detroit.
It was the third one, part of the big three.
How come they all won 20 games.
You're Mr. Baseball historian. This was your era. I got a mental block.
Mike 1969. I'll come up with it.
Okay. Today, Thursday, January 23rd. And I want you to come up with it without looking it up.
I know. I'm trying.
Okay. 1855.
I got to try and listen while I'm doing it. It's hard.
1855, the first bridge over the Mississippi River was built. And it wasn't over at St. Louis. It wasn't at Memphis. It wasn't anywhere in New Orleans. You know, it wasn't in Iowa. There, Davenport, Quad Cities. It was right here in Minneapolis. First bridge. There are plenty of ferries, Neil.
Right.
Because there are two kinds of ferries.
Yes.
And one of them would have been probably over the Mississippi River in a number of places.
Dave McNally.
That's it. That's why Denny McClain. DM.
Right.
That's where that came from. That's why
I knew it was a lefty.
There you go. Good job.
Came up with it.
Way to jar
that
brain
loose. Okay, now I'm ready. We were talking about bridge. Okay,
but you know, next time you jar your brain loose, don't hit yourself in the head, though. I don't know how effective that is. Sometimes that's what you got to do. So the first bridge over the Mississippi River in what is now Minneapolis opens this date, 1855. It's the Hennepin Bridge.
Well,
the Father Louis Hennepin Bridge. Or did he go by Louis? Louis Hennepin.
Louis.
So that was his date, 1855. 1957.
Want fun? Get Frisbee. It flies through the air with the greatest of ease. Want fun? Get Frisbee. It's the newest, fastest, most flying fun under the sun.
1957, Wham-O acquired the rights to the Pluto platter from inventor Walter Frederick Morrison. It was the Pluto platter flying disc. They renamed it Frisbee a year later because there was the Frisbee Pie Company made famous, of course, in Back to the Future 3. Pie pan slinging yellow belly or whatever they called Marty.
Yeah.
Whose empty tins were tossed around by University of Yale students, including Walter Frederick Morrison back in the 1930s. So they threw these pie plates around. And then they turned them into toys. The rest is history, pretty much.
I'd say it did very well.
Because now you got your Frisbee golf, you got Frisbee football, ultimate Frisbee, which basically is Frisbee football.
You got the Frisbees thrown off the end of the dock so the dog can run out and grab it.
They do that at the game fair.
Yes. Right.
1971, Prospect Creek Camp, Alaska. The lowest temperature ever recorded in the 50 United States, minus 80.
Ooh.
Actual air temperature.
Ooh.
That's not wind chill. That's not feels like. That's air temperature, 80 below. Do you think they were freezing bananas and hammering in nails up there that day?
I think so.
That's in north central Alaska. That's up past Fairbanks. I don't know if it's got to be pretty close to being. It's got to be inside the Arctic Circle, don't you think?
I would.
So 80 below in Prospect Creek Camp, Alaska, back in 71. 73.
The following statement is being issued at this moment in Washington and Hanoi. At 12:30 Paris time today, January 23, 1973, the agreement on ending the war and restoring peace in Vietnam was initialed by Dr. Henry Kissinger on behalf of the United States and Special Advisor Lee Duc Tho on behalf of the Democratic Republic of Vietnam.
So Richard Nixon announced an accord had been reached ending the Vietnam War. It took us a while to get everybody out of there.
Yeah.
And then it was in 75 that Saigon fell.
Yes.
When we pretty much got everybody out of our embassy there back in 1973 is when President Nixon said basically an agreement had been reached. 1975 on TV.
Sounds like TV theme time.
This is the season one theme to Barney Miller. Barney Miller made his debut. Not just its debut. They're talking about Barney Miller himself, Hal Linden.
Yes.
Because it says here, made his debut on ABC TV, Barney Miller.
I enjoyed that show.
Very nice cast.
Great cast, yep.
That was in 75, 77 on TV.
Roots, starring Ben Vereen, Edward Asner, Lorne Greene, Cicely Tyson, O.J. Simpson, Linda Day George, Chuck Connors, John Amos, Leslie Uggams, Lloyd Bridges, Burl Ives, Louis Gossett Jr., Vic Morrow, George Stanford Brown, Ralph Waite, and introducing LeVar Burton as Kunta Kinte. Now, we are proud to present the triumph of an American family, Roots.
Roots on this. You know, they forgot to mention Moses Gunn.
Oh, well.
Which I'm stunned and shocked and very disappointed.
Nice job. Yeah.
But that's quite a cast.
Oh, the payroll there is like the Dodgers.
I remember watching that. ABC, Roots, 1977. It had an impact, Neil.
It sure did.
1978.
On January 23rd, 1978, Chicago roadie Donnie Johnson threw a party at his San Fernando Valley home. When the party broke up, Terry Kath stayed.
Terry was not happy at that time, and Terry had been up for long periods of time.
There were a lot of rumors that Terry was playing Russian roulette.
Donnie said he had a 9mm automatic that he was cleaning. His theory is that Terry forgot that he had a round chambered.
And he took the clip out, and he didn't clear the chamber.
Members of the group Chicago with a recollection of this day when Terry Kath, who was the lead singer, wonderful guitar player too, probably underrated in that department. Of course, he and Peter Cetera and some of the other guys sang lead as well.
Yes.
But when you think of Color, you know, Make Me Smile and Color My World. And is it Color My World or Color Your World? I can't remember.
Color
I should know
world.
That. I love that song off of their greatest hits. What's that, Chicago 9 or is it Chicago 6? Greatest hits. But, some saying playing Russian roulette, some playing cleaning. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't a good end for Terry Kath. He's just 32. And weren't you supposed to see Chicago at Met Stadium that summer?
Yeah, they were coming to Met Stadium that summer. Yeah. And I believe it was in July or maybe August. And
who filled in for him? Was it Pablo Cruz or who?
Well,
who
Boz Skaggs.
Boz Skaggs
came in.
Okay.
Yep. Boz Skaggs came in.
Same day this happened.
And I think it's going to be a long, long time. The touchdown brings me back again to find I'm not the man they think I am back home. Oh, no, no, no. I'm a rocket man.
This is William Shatner, Neil, if you didn't know.
Rocket Man. Burning out his fumes out here, alone.
That's how I found out what that lyric was, burning out his fuse out here alone. I didn't know what that was, and I had Elton John's greatest hits.
Yeah, I could never figure out
it
what that was.
It took me like 5 years to figure it out, and it took William Shatner's help.
Yes.
But it was this date at the Saturn Awards. And this was not a joke. He didn't do this as a joke or anything on a comedy show. This was an award show. And Bernie Taupin, who wrote the words to that song, actually introduced him.
Wow.
So this was a serious thing. They bring him
I
in
thought
to do
it. Was
it
a parody
spoken word.
Almost.
It's not.
Yeah,
it's not.
Should what, be.
Is that better or is this better?
Coffee black. Cigarette.
Telly Savalas,
yes,
Kojak.
Right.
Like all the rest.
Is Don Williams.
Yes.
First thing every morning that I do, start missing you.
All else we need there is for Kojak to start tap dancing.
Yes. Well, I don't know. Why do they do that?
They get bored with what they're doing.
I guess
they
wanna, so.
They want to dabble.
Watch,
they want to
watch me. Do
they
want to
stretch out into something else. Howard Cosell retired this day.
This is Terry Bradshaw, quarterback. Pittsburgh Steelers good enough to have led the Steelers to two straight Super Bowl victories. He does it with much help from this man. 88, Lynn Swann, the extraordinary wide receiver. And from this man, number 20, Rocky Blyer, the running back and the blocking back. And how he likes to lead.
Howard Cosell introing. His intros to Monday Night Football got you really revved up and with that music.
It.
And then, of course, and his highlights.
Oh, the halftime highlights.
Right.
It was must-see TV.
Well, if your team didn't play Monday night, but they played Sunday, and they all did back then, there were no byes, you'd always watch until halftime, at least when you were a kid. That's the latest you could stay up. Can I stay up till halftime? Because you want to see if your team's game was being featured, because they didn't feature all the games.
No.
In that. But Howard Cosell retiring from sports broadcasting in 1992. We did lose some people here, some real heavyweights entertainment-wise.
Give me a break, I sure deserve it.
Nell Carter.
Oh, yeah.
From Give Me a Break, singing her own theme here.
We give extra credit for this.
Very talented. Give Me a Break.
She died young.
She was only 54.
Wow.
Back in 2003, we also lost.
What's going on? They're gone. But where have they all gone, Mr. Moose?
Dublin and back.
Dublin and back?
That's right, Captain. First they're doubling, and now they're coming back.
No! No!
This is great! More! This is wonderful!
Captain Kangaroo, I think he had CTE.
He probably did.
He may have died of that.
Raining ping pong balls.
You know, one ping pong ball itself, but thousands and thousands of them. Eventually, that's going to add up.
Took its toll.
That's a lot of trauma. So we lost Captain Kangaroo this state. Bob Keeshan. He passed away after a long illness in Vermont. He was 76. And then in 05, we lost.
Every Lincoln's birthday reminds me of my old girlfriend back in Nebraska, Gina Statutory. Name was Gina Statutory, and she went to Lincoln High, and she was voted Miss Lincoln. Because every guy in school took a shot at her in the balcony.
It was between that one and Sis Boom Ba.
Right.
The Karnak one.
They're both classic. And his delivery is, we, I think, both appreciate.
Johnny Carson died at the age of 79 this date. He had battled emphysema. He was a heavy smoker.
Yes, he was.
2005. Birthdays now. Buck Rogers.
This is quite a setup.
It's Colonel Daring, Commander of Earth's Defenses. Take this barbarian in for interrogation.
Hey, wait a minute.
Captain Buck Rogers, you are now in the 25th century.
I think I want it right now.
Buck Rogers, Gil Gerard.
I liked him.
That was a show from the 70s, and the pilot movie was a lot more. A lot of these things, the pilot movie is serious, and then they get into the actual one-hour episodic run. And they're not as serious.
Yeah.
A little more jokey, a little more lighthearted, a little more campy. And that was exactly that there. Because that movie is very serious watching that trailer there. But Gil Gerard, he's 84 today. This guy's one of us.
It don't look that big.
It's just a trigger. The nitrates in that barrel go off, the whole building will blow.
When you hear that music with MacGyver, the light bulb goes on, Neil.
Sure.
And he has just formulated a plan that involves some duct tape, a hanger, and chewing gum, Neil. He and that young man are going to get out of there unscathed.
Well.
Because it's MacGyver.
The guy was worked magic.
Richard Dean Anderson grew up in Roseville.
Yeah.
He went to Alexander Ramsey High School. Wanted to be a hockey star. Huh. I played professional hockey, but he broke both arms 3 weeks apart playing hockey.
Oops.
For the Alexander Ramsey Club there. And he went to he's a former Husky, St. Cloud State. He attended there for a little bit. And Richard Dean Anderson is 75. So we've got MacGyver and Hercules both from here, because Kevin Sorbo is from here.
Yes. Yeah.
So happy birthday, 75, for him today. We just mentioned this just happened this date in history.
Cactus 1529, turn right 280. You can land runway 1 at Teterboro.
We can't do it.
Okay, which runway would you like at Teterboro?
We're going to be in the Hudson.
That's what he said. Those are his words. And they were in the Hudson, and he landed that plane expertly on the water. Sully is 74 today.
Did a movie after.
Chesley, Sully, Sullenberger. Yep. Everybody's wish is to be played by Tom Hanks.
Yep.
If we did the Neil Freeman show, you would love to be played by Tom Hanks. But we'll probably bring in the guy from the brother Robert from Everybody Loves Raymond.
Probably.
Is probably the guy we would probably tap. He'll work cheaper than Hanks, too.
Probably.
74 for Sully. Lead singer of Cheap Trick, Robin Zander. He's the one who wanted you to want him, Neil.
Yes. He wants you to want me.
Robin Zander is 72. Mariska Hargitay from Law & Order SVU, Neil.
As soon as the lab gets this, they're going to tell us exactly where you buried her. Last chance, Richard. Where is she?
Ooh, that's a five-minute major elbowing contact to the head from Officer Olivia Benson.
And a game disqualification.
Law & Order Special Victims Unit. I'm waiting for Law & Order Animal Control. Where they go out and take care of loose animals, dogs and raccoons and cats and trees.
Sure.
Now, there was a time here recently where it was some relative of Olivia, of Mariska Hargitay was on the gone but not forgotten.
Yeah, her dad.
And I mentioned she was the good wife. And somebody texted in, no, she wasn't on the good wife. She was on Law & Order Special Victims Unit. And I said, I never said she was on the good wife. I said she was the good wife to her husband, Peter Herman, who's an actor.
There we go.
We all know Juliana Margulies was the good wife.
Yes.
Right, Neil?
I agree.
Okay, one more here.
Hi, Becky. What would you like for lunch? Don't be shy. Kelly, you're talking to a duck.
I've had ducks before. I know what they eat.
What?
A box of Quackers.
She was Kelly on Saved by the Bell, always delivering a line.
Cute as a button.
Oh, they all were. Yeah. Were they not? Even Screech, you have to admit.
Well, yeah.
Actress Tiffany Thiessen. She's dropped the Amber,
I was going to say, it used to be Amber.
She's grown up now. She's no longer Tiffany Amber Thiessen. She's just Tiffany Thiessen.
Mm-hmm.
She was on the 90210 show, too. She's 51 today.
Gone, but not forgotten today. We mentioned something about the Declaration of Independence may show up. Well, one of the guys, and the guy had the nicest penmanship, and it is National Handwriting Day.
And this has to be why it is, right?
It cannot be a coincidence. John Hancock, 1737.
Mr. Callahan, I need your John Hancock on these reports.
John Hancock. It's Herbie Hancock.
He's right.
Yeah, the great Tommy boy. I don't know if his penmanship was that good. I don't think probably. Not as bad as mine, perhaps.
Well, did you hear it's genetic? We had the story earlier today that it's possibly you can blame your ancestors for your bad handwriting, Neil.
My dad had pretty poor handwriting. My mom was very good.
It's a recessive gene. It's usually on your father's side.
Okay. Yeah.
Just like the bald gene comes from your mom's side, as they say.
Mm-hmm. Actor Randolph Scott. He was in tons of westerns. I like his movies a lot. He was born on this day, 1898.
You do it for Randolph Scott.
Randolph Scott. Randolph Scott.
Neil, two things. What would you do for Randolph Scott, and what would you do for a Klondike bar? Are those the same thing?
They're kind of the same thing. I would sit in my chair and eat and watch Randolph Scott, as they immortalized him there in Blazing Saddles, born on this day, 1898. We didn't do the four freshmen guy. I don't even know how to say his name.
We can if we want.
It's too many R's in his name.
It's a blue world.
It's Ken Arrear, I would say.
Arrear, yeah. That looks like it. Rare air. But that's good singing. The four freshmen, Ken Arrear, born on this day. The year was 1928. 12 years later, a fine singer, country star, Johnny Russell, 1940.
There's no place that I'd rather be than right here. My redneck, white socks, and blue ribbon beer. The bar
wouldn't be a bad request for Johnny Russell today. Had some Act Naturally he did. He wrote that song, actually.
Right.
Act Naturally. Great country star Johnny Russell, 1940. Rutger Hauer was an actor. He was in some shows, movies, whatnot, 1944. One of the Pointer Sisters. It's Know Your Pointer Sisters. And she did a song with Earl Thomas Conley, I believe. We're talking about Anita Pointer, 1948.
You talking about this song?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, too many times I felt I should be freer. And too many times.
That's great. There was some controversy, I think. How can Anita Pointer do a country song?
But
their voices sound great together.
It works for me. Yep. She was envious of his perm.
Yes.
You can. How do you get curls so perfect, she said. And he said, Ogilvy home perm.
There's Anita Pointer, 1948. I know we have some Bruce Springsteen, E Street Band guys. He was the keyboardist, Denny Federici, born on this day in 1950. And I think that's where we'll leave it. And they're all gone, but not forgotten.
Would you like to start a Bobathon with Desert Rose Band, He's Back and I'm Blue, Toby Keith, Made in America, or Welcome to the Future, Brad Paisley?
Desert Rose Band.
WQPM, Princeton, WLKX, Forest Lake, KDDG, Albany, KDDG, HD1, Albany, St. Cloud, KDGY, Faribault, KLCI.